The emails claim that cell phone numbers will be turned over to telemarketers by a given date. Despite the fact the varying deadlines have passed without that happening, the urban legend has persisted since 2004. Jim Rabbit is with the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. He says cell phone companies have assured regulators they wouldn't reveal customer numbers. The more likely source, Rabbit says, is phone users themselves.
There are more consumers who are going to cell phone only, and what happens there is you start to give your cell phone number out to more and more people that you do business with, and at some point in time, someone may let that cell phone number go to a telemarketer, and then that number becomes part of their list, so you may be getting telemarketed if you've let your number out.
Both the state and federal no-call lists allow cell phone users to sign up. The incorrect assumption about release of mobile numbers to telemarketers started after cell phone companies started a voluntary directory. Ever since then, a chain of emails usually goes out in January or June, warning people of a supposed deadline to sign up for the no-call list to prevent charges from unwanted telemarketing calls. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.